So we're in a series. We ended this weekend on This is Church on the Rock. This is Church on the Rock. We do this every January because it's really important that you understand the core values, that you understand the beliefs, that you understand the mission and the vision of the church that you're a part of. And as you know, here in our community, there are so many churches. There's a church on every corner, it seems like. It's important you're in the right church, the right church. God has a church for every single person where you can identify that you're in agreement with the vision, the mission, the core values, and that you can grow spiritually. So right off the bat, you know, I encourage you, we can't cover the whole month everything that we are. You know, we're a spiritual community. We're a community of believers where you can discover your purpose, your calling, what God put you on this earth to do. We're a church that equips the believer. We're a church that provides resources and training and over 100 different ministries to reach out and minister. We don't have time to go through all of that. So you can go to our website. I encourage you to do that, or our phone app, and you can find out what we believe at Church on the Rock, our core values, what we believe, our vision, our mission, the direction that we're going. So please check that out, because you need to know who we are, where we came from, where we're going, what we believe, so that we can be in agreement and keep moving forward. Keep moving forward. So a Church on the Rock is, if you'll begin with me, here we go. It's a place where your faith can grow. Church on the Rock is a place where your faith can grow. Now, if I were to ask you the question today, what's your definition of faith? I believe I get a lot of different answers. What's your definition of faith? And then if I was to follow that up with, do you know how faith comes? Do you know how faith grows? And do you know what faith does? You know, it's so important that you go to a church that will teach you how to walk by faith and live in faith, because without faith, we can't access what God has for us. I'll say that again. Without faith, we can't access. In other words, the Bible says you've got to ask, but you've got to ask in faith. Wow. And at Church on the Rock, we are a church that we want you to know how to pray, to know how to pray in faith, and how to get answers to your prayers. We want you to have the abundant life, and that will never happen without knowing how to live and walk by faith. The Bible says in James that if we don't ask in faith and we waver, we won't receive anything from the Lord. Did you hear what I just said? In the book of James, chapter 1, New Testament, it says that when you ask, ask in faith without wavering. So if I don't know what faith is, if I don't know how faith works, if I don't know how to grow my faith, then I can't receive answers to my prayers. I'll think the wrong thing. I'll have the wrong image. I'll have the wrong picture of who God is if I don't know how faith comes, how faith works, and how to grow and develop my faith. So Church on the Rock is a place where you can learn how to do that. A couple of weeks ago, I was talking to you about how Church on the Rock is a place where you learn how to be a doer of the Word of God. You know, I grew up in the church, and I saw a lot of frustrated Christians. You frustrated today? Are you wondering and doubting, does God care for me? Does God love me? Is God for me? You know, we've all gone through that. I grew up in the church, and I saw a lot of frustrated Christians because they would ask and not get results. They would deal with the same thing over and over and over and over again. A lot of times, I was told what not to do, but not what to do to get results, to get answers to my prayers. So Church on the Rock, we care about you. We care about your prayer life. We want you to get answers to your prayers. And one of the central themes of the whole Bible, one of the central themes of the whole Bible is faith. It's faith. One of the central themes of the whole Bible is faith. The Bible says that we're saved by faith. The Bible says that we live by faith. The Bible says that we receive by faith. The Bible says that we please God with our faith. Without faith, we can't even please God. We can't get answers to our prayers. We can't access all the potential that God has for us. and we can't even overcome the storms, the trials, the challenges of life. Let me show you what I'm talking about. Look on the screen with me, 1 John 5 and verse 4. 1 John 5 and verse 4. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. So if I'm born of God, that's being born again, and I can't get born again without faith. If I'm born again, if I'm born of God, if I'm a child of God, if I'm a Christian, I should be overcoming today. At Church on the Rock, we're a place that will teach you how to be a victor and not a victim. And maybe you're feeling like a victim today. Maybe you're feeling like, you know, there it's cold outside, snow, ice. Maybe you're all by yourself or you're with a group of people, but you feel alone today. You feel like a victim today. Then Church on the Rock is the church for you. Because Church of the Rock will teach you how to be a warrior tomorrow morning and not a victim. This is God's will. God's word is God's will. And notice that when we're born again, we're born to win. When we're born again, we're born to win. Notice it said, whoever is born of God overcometh. Say it with me, overcometh. Again, overcometh. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory. Oh, that's where I want to land. This is the victory. Say victory. Say it again, victory. This is the victory that overcometh the world. So if I'm born again, I'm supposed to overcome and not be overcome. I'm supposed to overcome the trials, the tests, the challenges, the pain, the suffering, the disappointments of life that God put within me, the ability, greater is he that's in me, to overcome the challenges and the obstacles of life. Okay, Pastor, I hear that, but how do I do that? It says that this is the victory. How does that come? Even our faith. Even our faith. Wow. So that's why Church on the Rock is a place that will teach you what faith is, how to grow your faith, how faith comes, how to release your faith, how to develop your faith, and how to release all the above. That's who Church on the Rock is, because as your pastor, I want you to overcome. I want you to overcome loneliness. I want you to overcome anxiety. I want you to overcome fear. I want you to overcome lack. I want you to overcome insecurity and confusion and addiction. I want you to overcome your past. I want you to overcome your present. Well, I can't help you do that if I don't teach you what faith is, how faith works, how faith comes, and how to release it. And so that's what Church of the Rock is all about. So I looked up in my Bible dictionary, faith. Because like I said at the beginning of this message, if I were to ask you, give me your definition of faith, I imagine we get a lot of different definitions. But let's go to a Bible dictionary. And what does it say? Faith is recognizing Jesus as the Son of God. Faith is saying, yes, Jesus is more than a rabbi. Jesus is more than a carpenter. Jesus is more than a good teacher. Jesus, I believe, is the Son of God. And I believe he came and he went on a cross and he died for me and he rose again the third day and he's now in heaven interceding for me. And he's the truth, the light, and the way. That's faith. Okay? First step. So faith is recognizing Jesus as the Son of God. And then number two, my Bible dictionary said, faith is being totally committed and trusting in Jesus. Totally committed, and you put your trust in Jesus. I love that. And it even went on to say, a happy trust. Faith is a happy trust. I love that. It's a happy trust. Faith, real faith. Wow. Joy, someone said, is the fuse to your faith. Your faith is like dynamite. It's a force. It's explosive. And joy is the fuse to your faith. So without joy, your faith won't work. So the Bible dictionary that I have, it says that faith recognizes Jesus as the Son of God, puts a happy trust completely in him. Then it went on to say, you align your life with the Word of God. What does the Word say? You align your life with the Word of God. In other words, like Church on the Rock, you can go to our phone app, you can go to our website, you'll find out our core beliefs. they all correlate. They all correlate. They all align. They're all in agreement with the Word of God, Bible-based. So faith is recognizing Jesus as the Son of God. Real faith is putting happy trust in God, no matter your circumstances. Real faith, it comes by aligning and agreeing your life, your conversation, your conduct, your speech with the Word of God. And I don't want God to be limited in your life or my life today. I want to remove the limitations. You know, the Bible says that the children of Israel, when Moses took them out of Egypt into the promised land, the Bible says that, remember, the first generation didn't make it into the promised land. They died in the desert. And the Bible says they died because of unbelief. Unbelief. So unbelief, or choosing not to believe or put my faith in God, limits what God can do in my life. Limits what God can do in my life. So Church of the Rock is a place where you can learn to live without limitations. Church on the Rock is a place where we'll teach you how to overcome, how to be a victor, how to live a life without limitations, because the Bible says, with God, all things are possible. Don't you love that? I love that. So through, look at the screen with me, and by faith, you become a victor and an overcomer. I love it. So make the decision, be determined to develop and grow your faith. Now, Romans 1, 17, here, I want to bring the scripture. I want to extract the big thought, and that's this. There are different levels of faith. Now, I grew up in the church, and I didn't hear anybody talk about this growing up. I might have been sleeping, but most Christians don't know that there are different levels of faith. And the Bible says what God can do is according to your faith. According to your faith. So we receive answers to our prayers according to your faith. A lack of faith puts limitations on what God wants to do. But if I have growing faith, it removes the limitations from God and what he can and wants to do in our life. So look at the scripture, Romans 1, 17. Notice we go from faith to faith, okay? So for in the gospel, a righteousness which God ascribes is revealed, both springing from and leading to faith. From and leading to faith. And then look at the last part, B. The man or the woman who through faith is just and upright shall live, and shall live by faith. Notice, live is used there twice. Shall live abundant life and live by faith. So if I really want to live, and at Church on the Rock, it's a place where we'll teach you how to really live, how to live a life of purpose, how to live a life of meaning, how to live a significant life, and that takes faith. So notice that by faith you'll live, and you'll live that life by faith, and you go from faith to faith. So say with me, levels of faith. Again, levels of faith. That's so important that we see that. So there are different levels of faith. Now, I want to give you a few scriptures that point out those levels of faith. Now, remember that a lack of faith will limit what God can and wants to do in our life. Somebody will say, well, Pastor, if God's God, he can do anything. That's not true, because he gives you and I free moral agency, free will. So it's up to us. If it's going to be, it's up to me. It's according to our faith. You know, big faith, big things. Little faith, little things. According to your faith, be it unto you. Unbelief limited the children of God coming out of Egypt. Unbelief will limit what God can and wants to do in your life and my life. At Church on the Rock, we learn that. At Church on the Rock, we teach you how to live and live that life by faith. I love that. And he said unto them, why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? There it is. No faith. Can you say it with me? No faith. And then we go to the next scripture, Matthew 8, 26. Put that coffee down just for a second. Matthew 8, 26. And he said unto them, why are you so fearful, O ye of little faith? Say it with me, little faith. So we go from no faith to little faith. No faith to little faith, okay? I want you to see there are different levels of faith. Then we go in Romans 4, 19, and being not weak in faith. Say it with me, weak in faith. So look what we've discovered. There can be a life of no faith. I can live a life of little faith, or I can live a life of weak faith. The central theme of the Bible is faith. We can't get saved without it. We can't live the life God has planned for us. We can't live the life God has planned for us. And the life God has planned for you and me is better than you and I could ever imagine. Anybody else could ever orchestrate for us. The life that God has for us is a big, abundant life. And to live that life, I have to live it by faith. So every day, I need to make sure I'm feeding my faith and doubting my doubts. Feeding my faith and doubting my doubts. So be not weak in faith. That's the next level. Let's go to the next scripture, Romans 4 and verse 20. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith. See that with me, family? Strong in faith. This is huge because I know a lot of you need a miracle. I know a lot of you have a mountain in your way. I know a lot of you are dealing with obstacles. You're dealing with things. You're dealing with situations, and you need help. God wants to help you. God wants to help you do exceedingly abundantly. He wants to do in your life, but it's according to your faith. Every day, it has to be intentional. It has to be priority. That's why, little commercial, we're doing the one-year Bible together. I encourage you, your journal and your one-year Bible together as a church, you'll be stronger. Your family will be stronger. I was in Costco the other day, and I'm in Costco, and Pastor Kim gave me a list of things to get, and I was in Costco, and here comes a member of our church, a dad, a father, and he said, "Hi, Pastor," and I called him by name. I said, "Hi, how you doing?" He said, "Pastor, I just want to tell you that my family and our life has changed completely." I said, "Tell me about it." He said, "Pastor, since we've been reading the Bible through, the one-year Bible, as a family, our family is tighter. Our family is stronger. We're more able to believe for the impossible. We're more able to take a risk and step out and keep moving forward, all because of the one-year Bible reading together as a church family." So I just want to encourage you. It's intentional. It's on purpose. It's going to happen automatically. Strong faith doesn't happen by osmosis. Strong faith doesn't happen by accident. It's got to be intentional. Say it with me, strong faith. So we had no faith, we had weak faith, we had little faith, and we had strong faith. And look what strong faith does in that verse. It gives glory to God. It gives glory to God. And then last but not least, Matthew 8, verse 10. Jesus, look at the screen with me, marveled. He was astonished. Can I put it in our vernacular? He was blown away. How? He said, "Because I have not found so great faith in all of Israel." Great faith. So now we went from strong faith to great faith. And great faith is built on just believing the word of God in spite of your circumstances, in spite of how you feel, in spite of how long it's taking, in spite of the obstacles in your way, the disappointments, the challenges, the giants, whatever, you stand on the word. Remember, that was our definition of faith. And so, great faith. And that's where you and I want to get to. We want to get to great faith and keep moving forward in our faith. So we don't limit God. So we don't live a limited life. Remember Romans 17. I love it. And you will live and live by faith. You'll live and live by faith. Use the word live twice. What does that mean? Live the life God wants you to live. Not what other people want you to live. They'll downsize your life. They'll belittle your life. They'll laugh at your dream. I want you to know at Church on the Rock, we're going to build you up. We're going to build your faith. We're going to encourage you. We're going to empower you. We're going to challenge you to dare to believe God for the impossible. Boy, I like that kind of atmosphere, don't you? So I want to move into now, this is really important. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, it basically says that we should have growing faith. Our faith bottom line, big idea, should never stop growing. Our faith, we never get to this is all there is. Our faith should never stop growing. That's powerful. So how does faith come? How does faith come? It doesn't come by praying. You don't pray for faith. Faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. Look at Romans 10, 17. Look at the screen. So then faith cometh by hearing. Faith cometh how? By hearing. Hearing what? The news? No, the good news. And when you put the Bible in your mouth and you read it to yourself, you'll stop wandering with your thoughts. Have you ever done that? I have. You know, I sit down and I'm going to have my devotion. You know, like even this morning, I'm journaling. I journal every day. And I did the one-year Bible, and I'm journaling. And then I begin to pray, and my mind begins to wander, especially this weekend, about the weather and about you and about our church and about everything that's going on. My mind. And you know how I stopped that wandering? I started speaking the word. Or you start reading the Bible out loud to yourself, then your mind stops wandering. You keep your thoughts stable, consistent, straight, and not wandering by speaking the word out loud to yourself. So notice, faith comes by hearing. Like right now, I'm teaching the word. Faith is coming. And hearing by the word of God. Notice it has continuous present tense action in the verb there, hearing. Doesn't come by heard. You know, when I hear people say, Pastor, well, I heard that before. Well, that's not enough. Hearing it once is not enough. Faith doesn't come by heard. Faith comes by every day, a habit, habitually hearing over and over again. Once isn't enough. You know, when we go to California, we have a restaurant we like to go to, a drive-through. The guys will have it on the screen. It's called In-N-Out. In-N-Out. And we love, you know, when we land, that's one of the first places we'd like to go to, is drive through to the In-N-Out. We get close, and I smell those hamburgers, and I smell those french fries. Oh, my goodness. And you know what? Once is not enough. Having gone once is not enough. There's sometimes we go twice a day to In-N-Out because once is not enough. If you love it, once is not enough. Oh, taste and see the Lord is good. There's a coffee place called Phil's, a coffee place. Same thing. It's not heard the gospel. You want to keep hearing it over and over again. It's not enough to say, well, I heard that before. Then it's not working in your life. You're not excited about it. Remember, it's a happy trust. That's what faith is. And so this coffee place, Phil's, we love to go there. And you know what? Seriously, sometimes we go twice a day to get coffee. I love it so much. I've subscribed to it. I get it delivered to my house here in St. Louis every month. The point I'm bringing to you is if you love something and you've tasted it and it's so good, then once is enough, you want to keep going back. The same thing with the Word of God. You want to keep going back. All right? So that's how it comes. Now, I want to finish with this, and the best I've saved for last, because most people don't know how it works. They don't know how it works. When you know how something works, wow. It works, right? You know how something works? It works. So how does faith work? We call this the cycle of faith. This is huge. Most Christians don't know this. There's a cycle to faith. And what is it? There's six steps. Number one, faith hears. That's where faith begins. Faith hears. Take heed to what you're hearing and take heed to how you're hearing, the Bible says. Take heed to what you're hearing. Take heed to how you're hearing. He that hath an ear, let them hear. You have to tune in. You have to develop. Faith comes by hearing. So that's the first cycle. If you're having a hard time believing God for healing today, for restoration of your marriage, for your children to straighten up and act right, for your job, your career, your physical miracle that you need, then starts here. Start hearing. If you need healing, start reading scriptures on healing. If you need finances, start reading scripture on finances. If you need peace, start reading scriptures that bring peace. If you need whatever you need today, joy, maybe you're depressed, then start reading scriptures on joy. Faith begins by hearing. So you can change the trajectory of your day by starting first thing in the morning, hearing out loud yourself reading our one-year Bible. Number two, faith speaks. Faith speaks. 2 weeks ago, I said faith doesn't work until it's in your heart and in your mouth. Faith doesn't work until it's in your heart and your mouth. And I said this big idea. If faith doesn't move your mouth, it won't move your mountain. If faith doesn't move your mouth, it won't move your mountain. So the second cycle is you've got to speak the word of God. It isn't faith till you speak it. And the first corresponding action of faith is speaking it. Are you speaking God's word? I encourage you, train your mouth, manage your mouth, master your mouth. Don't get hung by your tongue, all right? Speak God's word. Third, cycle of faith, how it works. Faith acts. You act like it's so. When it ain't so, so it becomes so. You know, when we meet here on campus, you know, our team, we envision this sanctuary full. We envision our children's area full. We envision our young adults that just blossoming and overflowing. And every different ministry we have here, our nursery, our youth ministry, overflowing and full. We act like it is. Faith is an act. Faith is an act. You got to act like it before it happens. You got to act like it's happened before it's happened, or it wouldn't be faith. It's not a lying or hypocrisy. It's an act of faith. I remember in the North Campus, this is before we ever had, you know, our TV cameras like we had then. We have better ones today. But I can remember I would say to the ushers at the offering, don't trip over those cameras. We didn't have any. Don't trip over those cameras. We didn't have any. I remember over there in the North Campus, all the time I was telling the congregation, turn around and wave to the people in the balcony. There wasn't any. Turn around and wave to the people in the balcony. There wasn't any. And guess what? Eventually there was. Eventually we got the cameras. What is that? Faith acts. You got to act like you're victorious before you're victorious. You got to act like you're healed. You got to act like you're happy. You got to act like you're an overcomer before it ever happens. That's what faith is. The cycle of faith. Faith what? Hears. Faith what? Speaks. And faith acts. Number four, faith rejoices. Faith rejoices. I said it earlier, joy is the fuse to your faith, which is dynamite. It needs joy. It needs that cooperating power. Do you remember at the very beginning of this message, I gave you the Bible dictionary definition of faith? It said a happy trust. A happy trust. Oh, I like that. So faith rejoices. How would you act if it had already manifested? How would you act if it had already happened? That's how you want to act now. You really don't want to be surprised when it happens. You really don't want to be surprised when it happens. Number five, cycle of faith. Faith stands as the team comes. Faith stands. There's that time. There's going to be that time between, you know, you praying and receiving. There's going to be that time. It could be an hour. It could be a minute. It could be 5 minutes. It could be 24 hours. It could be a week. It could be a month. It could be a year. It could be a decade. There are some things I'm still waiting on, and it's been decades. But this is part. When you understand this, you got grit. When you understand this, you're relentless. When you understand this, you keep persevering. When you understand this, you don't give up at delay. You don't give up at disappointment. You don't give up when discouragement comes into your life. Faith stands. You're going to have to stand. You're going to have to fight the good fight of faith. You're going to have to wait it out. You're going to have to worship through it. You're going to have to tithe and give offerings and share your faith and witness and keep on keeping on, just as if it had already happened. That's part of the cycle of faith. And then number six, faith receives. Finally, if you hold fast to your confession, if you keep feeding your faith and doubting your doubts, if you don't waver, if you go from no faith to little faith to weak faith to strong faith to great faith to constantly growing your faith, you're on the right track. The best is yet to come. And that's what we're all about here at Church on the Rock. Again, as we begin this today, that put your faith in Jesus Christ. That's real faith. That He's the Son of God, that He died for you, that He rose again, that He's in heaven interceding for you, that he came to give you abundant life. Not a dysfunctional life, a broken life, a messed up life. He can take all of that. He did that for me. He can do that for you. He can change everything today with one decision. So before we leave you today, you say, Pastor, I need Jesus. I don't have a relationship with Jesus. I want to turn my life over to him today. I want to serve him. I want to put my faith in him. I want to be committed to him. I want to live the life he wants me to live. I want to remove all limitations from God so God can do what he wants to do in my life, exceedingly, abundantly, above all I could ask or think. Or, Pastor, I'm a believer already. Pastor, today I need to reset my faith. I need to reexamine my habits. I need to look at, am I reading my one-year Bible? Have I developed that habit? Am I writing in my journal? Have I developed that habit? If you haven't, pick it up today. If you started, dropped it, it's okay. Just pick it up today. But you say, Pastor, pray for me. So if that's you, let's all pray this together. Say it with me. Heavenly Father, I am a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, that he died for me and he rose again. Jesus, come into my life. Come into my heart. I receive you now as my Lord and my Savior. Fill me with the Holy Spirit and take my life and make a difference. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thanks for watching this week's message. One way for you to connect here at Church on the Rock is through the God is for You classes. These classes are designed to teach you about the culture, mission, and values of Church on the Rock and about your God-given design. You can take these classes anytime by going to our website at cotr.org/God is for You. And if you want to know about all the incredible things we have here at Church on the Rock, make sure to visit our website at cotr.org. And never forget, God is for you.